Erasure and stop. What are you doing? Stop it. Stop, you're only in. What's going on? Beth Nielsen Chapman got the cheers, so you. It's our Linda.
Yes!
You get the cheers as well.
Do you remember you used to use spoons?
For what?
Do you remember you used to play the drums?
Cereal?
Do you remember you played the drums on the biscuit tin with first it was one spoon and then you advanced to two? And then whenever Patrick and Paul wanted to use your spoons, you were raging.
You're making all this up.
That's true, you don't remember that. And then you got one drumstick. And there was one drumstick and no spoons.
I remember for a long time using drumsticks that were collected at gigs. Mm-hmm. You know, the drummers used to throw them into the crowd, yeah. Or you'd go up and ask them for souvenirs. At one stage, I had the Stranglers drumsticks, Stiff Little Fingers, The Clash, XTC, had all their drumsticks. Mm-hmm. And whereas most people would take those home and frame them, I used them. So, drumsticks then were a fiver a touch, you know. Mm-hmm. Were, I mean, I remember in the 70s, a pair of drumsticks was a fiver. And yet I went and bought 12 pairs the other day.
Was that old money?
No, what do you hear? I bought 12 pairs yesterday or the other day for 12 quid.
Really?
So drumsticks have gone down in price. So I hope you didn't invest all your money in drumsticks all those years ago.
I'm just remembering. Was this yesterday? He says, "You know you're doing this when you're like your dad." So is that it? And old money. I remember buying a drumstick.
My dad used to convert everything into old money. That would have been two and threepence halfpenny. An old money. I'm not paying that. And we were going, "What language is this?" Sorry,
you know? What's old money?
Yeah. All right. Because he used to say threepence and fippence. You know. Saying my mama used to say, "Right, count to five." Why? Because I want to prove you're not speaking properly. Count to five. And he would go one, two, three, four, five. And says, "See, you didn't say one, two, thrup, four, fit." One, two, thrup, four, fit. Because it was all thruppence and fippence, you know. One, two, thrup, four, fit, tanner.
Then what was 2D? What was 1D? What was D?
A penny.
A D was a penny?
Yes.
How do you remember that?
I'm a wee bit older than you. I remember the money changing over.
Do you?
Yeah. No, because listen, never mind the effect it had on stock markets and banking rates and everything else. The whole thing was, it was costing you more than a penny for a penny bubbly. Mm-hmm. Because you used to get a penny bubbly for 1D, right?
Yes.
But then they made the bubblies be 1P. But there was actually 2D and 1P.
What?
So you were losing out on the bubbly and penny chew exchange rate.
You were losing out on a D?
You were losing out on a chew or a bubbly. That was big news.
Well, why didn't
a Mars bar went from 7D to 3P.
Well, why didn't you just keep it the Ds?
Ask the government.
Is that when they had the £5 notes that were the size of a jotter? You know, big white things.
No, that was before. That was during a war.
Was it?
Yes. I know they were like A4 pages, you know.
I was just asking, trying to throw a couple of those into your pocket in the way.
Anyway, one, two, thrup, four, fip, tanner. That's how you count to six. Anyway, you went to see a film.
I did.
And somebody stole your car.
No. No, nobody stole the car.
You rang me. I can't find my car.
I did.
My car's not here. Oh, I've been to the picture.
It was in the wrong street.
It was in the wrong naughty car. Naughty car.
But
hiding from you for a bit of crack.
I have a wee bit of feeling that the Dublin Road is like our Bermuda Triangle.
Right.
It's
you accused the Dublin Road of taking your car and putting petrol in it one night.
It definitely did do that.
Roads do that.
But
I
think it moved my car last night. Maybe it just messes with your memory. So there's something going on in the Dublin Road.
So you came out of the pictures, you couldn't remember what street you'd parked your car in.
No.
So you rang me.
Did you just
walk around the streets until you found a car?
I was walking up and down and couldn't find it.
Right.
But you don't have to tell everything on the air.
There's ways of eating grass, I'm telling you. Now, this film you've gone to see, what's it called?
The Quiet Ones.
The Quiet Ones. Well, it's a horror kind of suspense-y thing, right? Okay, yeah. We play the trailer. Bound to be big, deep voices in this, isn't it?
Well, probably not, because I don't know anybody in it.
Right.
What story are you looking for?
Are you a believer?
I suppose I don't know what I believe in.
I hope you don't scare easily.
Families would keep her for a bit. Then things would happen.
What if she's just a vessel?
You're not alone, are you? There's something there with you, isn't there? What is it?
something burn inside of me.
Whoa. Sounds scary. Made by the Hammer Studio. Mm-hmm. You know who did all the Devil Rides Out and all those real, like Mask of the Red Death with Vincent Price?
No, all those
late 60s, early 70s.
All those films you made me watch that I wasn't allowed to watch because I was too
Do you remember watching the Devil Rides Out?
Yes,
and
the big
there was only us in the house. Man, Dad were out. Mm-hmm. And don't break the circle. Remember they were all in the circle and the devils were all trying to get into the circle. Don't break this. And we were all huddled up on the sofa. And I was like, my foot touched the floor. No. Scared the life out of each other.
You make the tea? No, you make the tea.
I'm going to wee myself. I'm not going to the toilet.
Yeah, right. I do. I'm still suffering from that.
That was great. So it's from the same studio that had us all cowering on the sofa. Mm-hmm. Right? But there's nobody in it.
There's nobody in it. There's one person in it, but I can't remember his name.
Right, so Jared Harris, Sam Claflin, Erin Richards, Rory Fleck Byrne, Olivia Cook, Laurie Calvert, Aldo Malland, Max Perkis. They're all the big hit. They're all the big stars in this. Never heard of them. Wouldn't know any of them that came in here and bought me a drink.
No, they were good. No, they were actually, you know the way you see a film with people you don't know and they don't fit? But these people fit.
Did they?
The faces
fit. Well done, the casting team. Mm. Max McIntosh is in it.
Good Max.
Student number three. He must get killed, does he? Doesn't even get a name, so he must get killed. Student number three.
Right, the thing about this film is it's based on true story and true tapes that they had. So it's a professor who's doing an experiment on a girl who he thinks has got a mental illness.
Right. So he's doing this experiment on her and
to try and
uncovers dark, unexpected forces.
He wants to get the bark. He wants to get the bark out of her.
Does he think she's a bit troubled because there's demons in her or something like that?
He doesn't think that. He just thinks she's mentally disturbed and he wants to get the bad part away and he wants to cure her.
So does the things happen?
I can't tell.
They're here.
No.
Furniture fly around the room and all. And
but I can't tell
you. Don't touch the circle. None of that. What do you mean you can't tell me? People's heads revolving and all.
This film was awful. This was awful.
I was wondering, you can hardly ruin it for us because apparently it's rubbish.
It's awful.
Is it?
But the thing is,
you never say they're awful.
No, I had to stay to the end to see what was going to happen, but it was awful film. But the thing is, there were loads of teenagers in front of me and beside me, and they loved it. Because as we were going out, all I heard was, that was brilliant. So maybe it's just me, maybe it's just because I'm older, but the kids loved it. They absolutely loved it. And I squealed the place down because there was some...
Do you know how old you are? You just call teenagers kids. When you're calling teenagers kids, you old doll.
The thing is, I was thinking of our Caitlin because she loves scary movies and I know that she would love this film. She would absolutely love this film.
Yeah, but then I should be watching proper scary movies, not this rubbish.
But the thing is, I don't like horror movies like this.
Why would you spend money and go and see one if you don't like them?
But I like horror movies.
It's a bit like me saying I don't like roller coasters, but once you get me on, it's whoa-ho.
Well, the thing is, I like horror movies. You know, the likes of zombies and stuff, because if zombies were to come into your house, I know that in the house I would have either a Hoover or I wouldn't want one of those big heavy metal pans to knock its head off. I could deal with the zombie rather than something like
Funny,
this.
Funny, in all the dealing with monsters theories that have abounded in films over the years, you know, wooden stakes through the heart for a vampire, silver bullets for the wolfman, a Hoover for a zombie.
I know, but you have to use what you've got. I'm not going to have silver bullets in the house.
That doesn't kill zombies anyway. Everybody knows that.
But you can chop its head off with a good old pan, not those old...
What kind of pan are you using if it run around? It says on it, guaranteed 10 years to be non-stick and can chop zombies' heads off. Where do you get these pans? IKEA is a lot to answer for. The Moose says it reminded me of an older The Legend of Hell House, which was much better, more jolts than frights. He gives it 3 out of 5. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said it's awful.
But it did.
Brutal.
There were parts that scared me, but it was
awful. Yeah, but it's just making you jump. It doesn't mean they've made the story very good or, you know, it's just like, boo! You know,
like, nearly scared me too.
She jumped there, so she did. Right, listen.
Like, just remember.
Points out of 10, hurry up.
2.
2 out of 10.
No.
Whoa, the quiet ones. Right, if you're planning that as your night out, you may change it. Because if Linda gives it 2 out of 10, you can be assured it's garbage. Right?
And I really give it 2 out of 10 because I had to sit through the whole lot of it. That's why I give it 10.
If you could have left early, you'd give it 3.
Yeah.
So, your nighttime show, Pew Reports saying last night's was a gag. Mm-hmm. Well, you can, well, yes, apparently it was a gag last night. So you're on tonight from 11?
Yeah, from 11 to 3.
Right. Thank you. That's you. I better check the traffic. Thanks, Linda. Thank you.